Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Feng Shui Serenity podcast. I am your host, Grace New. Each month, I tune into the key themes that might be showing up for the collective, using Chinese astrology, five elements, as well as Feng Shui. And here, we talk about all things sacred. Divine guidance, soulful living, creative expression, and finding the magic within. So, the healing power of Feng Shui. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. And welcome. Many of you probably know that Feng Shui is an art of the placement because it's about how we best place ourselves in harmony with the external environment so our life can be supported. And probably not many people talk about Feng Shui is also a healing art. And I believe that it is so very fitting to speak about Feng Shui's healing power as we step into the Feng Shui age 9, because this is the age that is governed by the fire energy. And the fire energy is all about the invisible force. And this is the paradigm where we will see the most powerful medicine is in fact the invisible force. It is what I call the energy medicine. And when I work with each individual and each client that enters my world, I feel deeply honored to get to witness how Feng Shui becomes this energy medicine. How Feng Shui not only helps them to have a beautiful and nourishing homes on a physical level, but also heal them in a way that they would have never anticipated when they first came to me. It gives them the courage to expand, to reinvent, and to arrive. To arrive at that place that feels spacious. Life feels certainty. To step into that deepest and most magical, powerful place where resides within themselves. And it is in this realm that Feng Shui is a portal that leads you to that endless wealth and abundance in all aspects in your life. And this is where you will start to experience the richness in life, where you land into your worth, where you remember your most authentic self, your true essence. And this is where I believe that my soul chose to do what I do now and came into this incarnation is to help people to interpret, to decode the deeper meaning of Feng Shui. And when I take my client on the journey of Feng Shui alignment, it is a journey of understanding deeply about your home. Because the vibrational patterns are created in the environment by different variables coming together, the color or the shape of the space, the positioning of the furniture, the location or the number of the windows, the location of the front doors, or how close the stairs are to the doors and design of the layout. And it is these vibrational patterns that are either life-supporting or life-diminishing. Feng Shui can help us identify those vibrational patterns as they exist in our environment. And each challenge, each illness or disease have its own vibrational pattern. And it is important to understand that the feng shui of an environment or your home can also recreate energy patterns that vibrate to specific challenges, emotional blockages, or spiritual healing. When energy becomes a vibrational match, things is being triggered. And this is precisely the reason when an individual might unknowingly move into certain property that has a similar vibrational pattern to a disease that this person may already carry in his energy field, they become a vibrational match. They're likely to be drawn to this property in the first place. The environment around you is always full of clues that can alert you to energetic problems. Your job is to decipher the clues and then begin to make changes necessary to correct those conditions. And after practicing feng shui for more than a decade and working with many clients, their real case studies make me realize that each disease, each illnesses is also beyond just the physical symptoms. It also have emotional aspect as well as the spiritual aspect. And this is why, from the spiritual perspective, your illness that you currently is experiencing is actually the exact thing that your soul ordered for you. And feng shui bring this misalignment to the surface so you can heal it. Your home is here to manifest and reveal that aspect of you, your health, your money, your life that you're not able to see objectively. And it is through this understanding of the deeper energetic resonance between you and your home, we can reprogram anything that is misaligned within its energetic pattern physically and ultimately achieve the healing within yourself. And this is where it is so powerful and magical for me to witness every single client that comes into my world that I have the honor of coaching, healing, guiding, and activating. I see their power. As soon as they are open to this deep connection with their home, it is no longer the journey just about the home anymore. It is about themselves. It is about seeing on a deeper level that this beautiful reclamation of their worth on every level in their life. They no longer just settle. They no longer just play small and average. They no longer ask for what just enough, but they step into this spaciousness, this expansion, this opulence and luxury. Luxury on every level. Their body, their energy, their relationship, their business is being transformed. They see joy in life. They hold that certainty about what is yet to come. They relax into the ease of their life. Their life becomes a flow. And this is where I get super excited about my work. Because ultimately, this work is about a power reclamation. It's about the reinvention of yourself. It is a remembrance of who you truly are. And this is where I love to see that my soul clients enter into my space. And this is where I simply just become a conduit, a translator. But the truly powerful one is you. It is the every single client that who has the courage to start this journey, to say, I get to decide what my life is going to be. It's the one that who leads with their desires and who choose to open to receive the wealth, the health, the harmonious relationship, and everything else that comes with it. So if you are intuitively tuned into this episode, and I believe that you hold that power, you hold that courage to create changes, and you hold that magic of breaking these generational cycles where needs to be healed. And you have that desire of rise above the fear and resistance. And you are ready to heal. You are ready to unlock those portals so that the abundance is natural, it's automatic, it's normal. And I want to honor your power. I want to honor your desire of wanting to move in a bigger and more beautiful and better way for the world, for yourself, for your family. Because you're ready. You're ready to take that power into your own hands and become that master of your destiny. Because trust me, if you go first, the universe will follow, will respond. And of course, this journey is not one that is an overnight thing. It is something that requires devotion. It requires a safety around you, and it requires a support. So if you're ready to do this work, if you're ready to heal both your home and you, I want to help you. I'd love to witness your power. And this is where I want to invite you to this newest program called Feng Shui Resonance, where we use the magic of Feng Shui practice, your home as a mirror, to reflect back what needs to be healed. And when we reprogram the resonance on a physical level within your home, you also are receiving the healing within. And here is another empowering thought. Feng Shui is not at all about perfection. Where you can't change your external environment about Feng Shui, and I want to assure you that there is always a way that you can create a change within yourself to create higher vibration for your inner feng shui. Feng Shui Resonance is this potent 90-minute session where we do not simply seek the perfection of feng shui. Instead, we are moving into that deep trust of your home. Your home is the portal for your growth, for your healing, for you to receive that spiritual lessons, for your expansion. And it is in this imperfection that you reclaim your power, you own your desires, and you honor your authentic self. And it is going to be potent. And this session is not about solving every single problem in your life. It's about to jumpstart this beautiful healing journey for your soul's evolution. And it is going to be a powerful session where you will be fully and lovingly upheld, supported, feeling nourished. Because we're going to find that very first domino that will collapse everything else. Everything else will seem lighter or even unnecessary. So to find this very crucial clue in your life that will change the whole game. And this is where I'm here to support you. Because as you move through this shadow work, you will be letting go so much that you've never even realized. And for most people, this journey is about letting go. Letting go of those old frameworks, old perceptions, old stories with money, with relationship, that relationship with yourself. So, this session is an initiation. An initiation to your next level of richness and abundance, the lightness and spaciousness. And where does this journey start? It starts with one single loving decision to put yourself first, to say yes to yourself, to say yes to your desires, to say yes that I am ready, to move with the energy, to command your energy, command your space, and at the same time, knowing how to surrender, how to co-create with the universe. And this is beautiful that I get to witness every day that my clients are moving into this deep soul's work, where they, after taking the very first step, where they continue to step into the higher version of themselves. Because when you start to access this magic of living in this kind of life, you will never look back. You can never stop. So if this is something that really speaks to you, that resonates with you, and you feel it in every cell of your body, and I trust that there is a reason for it. The Feng Shui Resonance booking is open now. It provides you with this potency, with this immediacy, with this single direction where you can move into until everything else will be unfolding in its sacred timing. And I believe this is a beautiful opportunity for you to tap into my energy to work together. So feel free to jump onto the link below this podcast, and I really can't wait to support you. Thank you for listening to Feng Shui Serenity Podcast. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe or leave us a review. And I will see you next time.